This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Tuesday outlining a blueprint for some police reforms as nationwide protests against police brutality continue. In a Rose Garden ceremony, Trump said reducing crime and raising standards are not opposite goals. The president said the order will encourage police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities. The measure also calls for certification groups to train officers on de-escalation techniques and use of force standards. Trump did not address the linkage of systemic racism to police brutality, an issue raised by demonstrators across the country. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the president's order weak and said it falls sadly and seriously short of what is required to fight racial injustice and police brutality. Beijing is reintroducing some lockdown measures and conducting mass testing of residents after a new cluster of COVID-19 cases in one of its largest wholesale food markets. Chinese capital went into what state media calls wartime mode after 106 new cases were reported in Beijing's southwestern district. City has deployed 100,000 epidemic control workers and put at least 28 local communities under strict lockdown and kept schools closed, sports and entertainment facilities that were scheduled to reopen. Officials in Beijing are barring residents who live in high-risk areas from leaving the capital, and taxis and ride-sharing services have been banned from taking people outside the city. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. The largest market in Mozambique's capital, Maputo City, will remain closed Wednesday, the final day of 3-day sanitizing and reorganization to fight the spread of the coronavirus. The move is the beginning of the gradual temporary closing of the capital's 63 markets and 5 fairs for disinfecting, new spacing of stalls, implementation of social distancing between merchants and customers, and the wearing of face masks to help prevent the spread of the virus. The revamping of the market operations also comes as the southern African country experienced a spike in COVID-19 cases, which increased by 74 over Friday and Saturday. So far, Mozambique has confirmed just over 600 coronavirus cases and 3 deaths. A new study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that older people, minorities, and those with pre-existing health conditions are the most susceptible to dying from COVID-19 here in the United States. The U.S. has recorded more than 2.1 million coronavirus cases and more than 116,000 deaths so far. That's far and away more than any other country. Health experts predicting tens of thousands of more U.S. coronavirus deaths in the coming months. Men and women contracted COVID-19 at about the same rate, but men were more likely than women to be hospitalized, placed in intensive care, or die. Brazil reported nearly 35,000 new coronavirus cases Tuesday, the same day a top government official declared the outbreak there was under control. The 34,900 total for Tuesday is the highest number reported so far in the South American country. Brazil, the world's number 2 coronavirus hotspot after the U.S., is fast approaching a million cases. Experts say the true number is likely higher due to patchy testing. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who has dismissed the virus as just a, in his words, little flu, has urged businesses to reopen in order to save governors to loosen lockdown restrictions. Paris police are blaming violent fringe groups for overtaking a peaceful protest by health workers Tuesday in central Paris, where projectiles were thrown at police lines. The unrest broke out as thousands of doctors and healthcare workers, many dressed in their scrubs, had been protesting near the health ministry for better wages and working conditions. At least 16 arrests were made, according to the police. The head of the healthcare workers say the coronavirus crisis has laid bare strains that threaten to break public health care in France. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.